Well, Barney and Vicki, thank you for the great blessing to teach God's word this evening. And it was such a blessing to hear the word of prophecy and just to be reminded that we are God's children. So anyway, before I begin my teaching, I would like to say how grateful I am to have at our disposal a variety of translations of God's word available. In other countries, they yearn to have their own Bible or at least one for their community. Anyway, over the last few weeks, I've had the privilege of conversing with teenagers, young adults, and senior citizens, of which I am now one, pondering the question, what is my purpose in life? As a teenager, I remember discussing the same question passionately with friends and adults and not thinking of or receiving a clear answer. Recalling that time has made me nostalgic and brought to memory songs that I heard as a 12-year-old, one of which, Reach Out, I'll Be There, we played tonight. Back then, when I listened to that song, I recall being awkward, insecure, and self-conscious. Today, I realize, as the Casting Crowns song beautifully states, it is not about me, it is about who God is. And I belong to Him. The New Living Translation, 1 John 4:16b. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. He has called His children, including me, to be His love ambassadors, which is the title of my teaching. One way we are being love ambassadors is by praying for and or donating resources for Bibles to be available to others living in countries where they do not have access to God's Word. God's Word brings liberty and true freedom. Just like Barney said, we are living in an age of confusion. Nothing new under the sun. There's been confusion since Adam and Eve listened to the adversary in the Garden of Eden. But we live, thankfully, in the Grace Administration, and we have called to be God's ambassadors. So please turn to, or listen as I read to 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21 as I read from the New Living Translation. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And He gave this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. As God's ambassadors, His representatives, our walk needs to talk louder than our talks. In the Message Bible, Colossians 3:5-11 reads, and that means killing off everything connected with that way of death, sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because this kind of thing that God is about to explode in anger. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all that stuff and not knowing any better. But you know better now, so make sure it's all gone for good. Bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. Don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you're stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with His label on it. And it's free. We don't have to pay like for Armani or another big name label. We've got God's label, and it was freely given. The bottom line, believers and non-believers, watch and listen to us. How are we walking? I would like to share a quote from Peter Marshall, who was a chaplain to the United States Senate from January 1947 for about 2 years before his sudden death from a heart attack. Oh God, when I am wrong, make me easy to change. And when I am right, make me easy to live with. Please turn to Colossians 5, 12 through 17. I will be reading from the Message Bible again. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Carlos Benafega first became famous when he starred in the Nickelodeon series Big Time Rush. The fame brought with it a lot of temptations. In an interview, he commented that, "I was smoking a lot of weed. I was drinking." Experiencing depression, he called a friend and said, "Hey, Andrew, why are you so happy?" Andrew told him, "I got Jesus in my life." Carlos did not want Jesus to be the answer to his problems. His friend invited him to church, and eventually, Carlos reluctantly agreed. The words of the pastor spoke found their mark. He began attending a Bible study, met his future wife, a Christian. They married and moved away from Hollywood to Hawaii. Recently, they had been helping survivors of the terrible fires on Maui. During the interview that Carlos did, he said, "I always tell people that acting, singing, producing, writing, it's a hobby, right? My job is to spread God's love to everyone. That's my job. Everything else is a hobby." And yes, as believers, that is our job. We are God's love ambassadors. In closing, I would like to share a poem written by Joseph T. Larson. Just to be tender, just to be true, just to be loving, just loving anew. Just to be holy, just to be clean, trusting my Savior, on Him to lean. Just to be steady, just to be free, just to be ready, His power to see. Just to be happy, just to be right, just to be joyful, walking in light. Just to be winning souls that are lost, telling of Jesus who paid the cost. Just to be serving, just to be real, leading the helpless, His grace to feel. Just to be waiting, Jesus from heaven, just to be having His victory given. Kindness to show, wrongs to forget, victorious prayer, none will regret. So, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let's remember our calling. We are God's love's ambassadors. We are here for a purpose. Let's keep walking. Let's keep sharing His word. Let's keep being patient and just keep opening hearts with our actions and our words. God bless all of you.